Praise the Lord, church. Praise God. We give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to our pastor, to you. We thank God for being here, for using us. Amen. I just want us to get ready to receive the word this morning. I say that because some of you look like you're still asleep. And we want you to be wide awake to receive what God has for us today. Because this is the day, right? Amen. That the Lord has made. Amen. We will rejoice, right? Are we going to rejoice? Amen. And be glad? Because we could have been somewhere else, right? We didn't have to be here this morning, right? But God saw fit to bring us here. Let us see another day, right? So we ought to be glad about it. And we need to act like we are glad about it. Because people are leaving this world in record numbers, okay? And we never know when our life might be required. So we need to live this life today as if it's our last day. In Jesus' name, okay? If you go with me, I want to just prelude the discussion this morning by going to Hebrews chapter 4, and I just want to read beginning at verse 12, and then we'll have a prayer and we'll see where the Lord will take us. I'm going to be reading out of the King James Version of the Word, and Hebrews 4 and 12 begins with, the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word today, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said that when your word would go out, it would not go out void, oh God, come back void. It would accomplish its task, oh God. Lord, we believe that your word is living and powerful. We believe that it is sharper than any two-edged sword, and that it will go into us, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. We ask, oh God, that you would touch us in such a way that we might receive your word. But Lord, we want to leave here today, oh God, different from the way that we came in, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We come to give you praise, oh God, this day, because this day has been set aside specifically for that purpose, oh God. And we want to lift you up and give you the glory today, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise to God. You know, I thank God for another chance to be able to come before you this morning. And, you know, as I always say, whenever I get a chance to come up and share the word with you, I like to talk about what the Lord is doing with me. It just becomes a little bit more meaningful whenever we can personalize it. I don't want to come before you as if we are perfect and all you guys need to hear the word because of we're falling short. No, we all fall short. And so I want to talk about what the Lord is dealing with me and just share that with you in the hope that maybe you'll get something out of it too, okay? Now, I want to say first and foremost that as a minister, I've had numerous opportunities to pray for the sick. I am definitely a firm believer in divine healing, and I have taught on the subject often. In many church services over the years, I've seen literally thousands of believers come forward to receive healing prayer. And if you want an honest assessment of the results, I have to say that while some have been healed, the majority have not been healed. Many times I've asked the Lord, why is this? And I believe that the answer
is becoming clearer and clearer to me. And this is what we're going to share with you today. I want you to go to Matthew chapter 9. I want to look specifically at verses 28 through 30. And you will see that if one studies the healing ministry of Jesus Christ in the gospel, a recurring pattern emerges again and again and again. Jesus looked to see if the sick person was showing faith to be healed, as in Matthew 28 and through 30 in the ninth chapter, which reads, "When he had gone indoors, the blind men came to him and asked him, 'Do you believe that I am able to do this?' 'Yes, Lord,' they replied." And in verse 29, "Then he touched their eyes and said, 'According to your faith, it will be done to you.'" And in verse 30, it reads, "And their sight was restored." Amen. So I don't know about you and how you understand this, but what I get is that healing is therefore according to your faith. Okay? Healing is according to your faith. Now, we read in the book of Hebrews that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. There is no evidence that we will receive what we hope for. There's no proof, but we maintain the hope. And the word goes on to say that without this faith, it's impossible to please God. Amen. But God is the Spirit. They that worship him must do so in spirit and truth. We have to have the faith to believe that he is. So therefore, healing is according to your faith. And Jesus had all the faith and healing power necessary even to heal blindness. He did it then and he can do it today. There were no questions and no doubts in his mind about his ability to heal these two blind men. Amen. Now, we can see this same pattern in the ministry of the Apostle Paul to a crippled man in the heathen city of Lystra, the lame man, and you go to Acts 14 for this, the lame man was listening to Paul preaching the gospel. And during this sermon, Paul looked directly at him and saw that he had faith to be healed and called out, "Stand up on your feet." This is in verses 8 through 10. At that, the man jumped up and began to walk. So the question is, did the Apostle Paul have the gifts of healings? And if you can answer that in 1 Corinthians 12 and 9, yes, apparently so, he did. What we need to understand is that the healing did not occur until the lame man himself had the faith to be healed. Now, I'm telling you, I don't know about you guys, it doesn't make sense to me to go before the throne and ask God to give me something that I don't believe that he can give me. We're just spinning our wheels, wasting our time. Sometimes we think that it's politically correct to go before the throne of God because everybody else is going, and that's ridiculous. I don't know about you. Every time I come to a service, I expect to receive something. Amen. And I'm not leaving until I get it. This is how you got to be too. I'm not here because it's fashionable for me to be here this morning. I would have rather stayed in bed. But I came here this morning to receive something. And I believe by faith that I can have the thing that I seek. Furthermore, I'm not leaving until I get it. I don't care if it takes all night long. That's just the way it is. Praise God. So When I look at the plight of the world today, what I see that is a need, an urgent need for us to grow in faith in order for us to be healed. Many of us have been wounded people, and we've never been healed. We've got to grow in faith so that we can be healed. We've got to have the faith capacity to receive what God has for us. We need to grow. We can't take it for granted that we have it together. If you need more, you can ask him for more. Amen. Lord, increase us in our faith so that we might be able to receive all that you have for us. One thing's for sure. You're not leaving this world until you get everything that the Lord got for you. Amen. You cannot leave here unless he says so. We need to understand that. In Luke 17 and 5, it says, the apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. This is what we need to be praying today. We are seeing stuff going on in the world today that has never occurred before. These are unprecedented times that we're living in today. We can literally expect anything to happen. We need to be stronger in our faith, primarily so that we don't faint. We have to be able to endure to the end. You also need to know that this is a prerequisite. You can't ask anything of God if you don't have the faith. You can't please him if you don't have the faith. We said that we want to live in such a way as to be pleasing to the Lord. We no longer live for ourselves. We have been bought and paid for with a price. We have been set aside for this purpose. We want to be faithful. We don't want to run into being vain. So if we fall short, and we all do, we need to get on our knees and ask God to help us so that we might be a blessing to somebody, so that we might live in such a way as to bring pleasure in his sight, not our sight, amen, but in his sight. And we go back to Romans 10 and 17, which says, so faith cometh by hearing, and hearing from the Lord. Amen. When I found that out, I was in such a wretched condition. And I said, well, Lord, if this is the only way that I can get it, then I'm going to stay in within range of the word of God, because I need to hear all I can hear so that I can obtain a measure of something, because I'm in trouble. Sometimes you can be sick and not realize you're in trouble. I thought that you got to be in pain in order to be in trouble. That's not true. Sometimes you can feel good. You can feel like everything is all right, but everything is not all right. Many times we're in trouble and we don't realize we're in trouble. We need to hear the word of God as often as we can. We need to read it as often as we can, because we need to be stronger in our faith. Now, I'm the type of guy, I like to do everything myself. But I quickly learned that apart from Jesus, I can do nothing. So now, I become the biggest baby out of all of y'all. While y'all might use him as a crutch, he's the whole stretcher to me. Because I know of myself, I can do nothing. And I've got a work to do. We're not exempt from the work that we've been called to do. We need to do it. We have to operate out of faith. Because that's the only way that we can please God. And if we seek healing, and we're all sick in one way or another because we're fallen people, we all fall short of God's glory. This is what we said. We need his forgiveness. We need his healing. But if we don't have the capacity to receive what we ask because of the lack of faith, we're just spinning our wheels. So my prayer every day, Lord, give me more faith. Give me more faith. I know I don't have it together. I know that without you I can do nothing. Give me more faith. Let me be able to walk in your statutes and keep your commandments. The Lord says, if you love me, keep my commandments. How are you going to tell me you love me and you ain't doing nothing that I asked you to do? The fact of the matter is if we could straighten ourselves out, what would we need him for? We cannot straighten ourselves out. We cannot fix ourselves. We need Jesus to do that for us. We need the faith to be able to present ourselves as living sacrifices before God, the Almighty, and say, Lord, help me, please. Believing that he can do the things that we ask. So now the first thing we understand is that faith cometh by hearing God's word. And we need to spend as much time as we can studying God's word on the subject of healing. Because this is a sick world we live in. Get yourself a good concordance and look up every Bible verse in its full context that speaks about healing. That's what I did. Because I said, Lord, this is ridiculous. I know what your word says, but when I go into the service, I don't see the Spirit of God at work so that people are just going through the motion. How come these people are not healed? What's going on? You are a man that will not lie according to your word. What is going on? And it's because of the lack of faith. You put on a big act, running up and down the church, shouting for the Lord. But you lack the faith. The word said, I can ask anything in his name. Amen. Anything. But if you don't have the faith, you will not receive. Matthew 9 and 28 and 30 says, when he had gone indoors, the blind man came to him and asked him, do you believe, and he asked them, do you believe that I am able to do this? They said, yes, Lord. Then he touched their eyes and said, according to your faith, will it be done to you, in verse 30. And their sight was restored. You need to understand and believe. The second point is that the Lord is able. That Jesus is the healer. We need to be clear about that. That the Lord is able. I started praying a couple of years ago because I was always crying all the time and coming to the pastor, yo, man, you know, you got to talk to me, get me out of this and that. I stopped it. Because I found that I spent too much time looking at my own circumstances and talking to everybody but who I should have been talking to. I said, Lord, help me to stay focused on you. Let me spend more time looking at you and less on my circumstances. And you know, when we get into that looking on our circumstances, we're in the flesh now, but the Lord said we need to walk in the Spirit so as to deny the desires of the flesh. If I'm in the Spirit, I'm looking at Jesus. I'm not concerned about my circumstances because he's not going to let me fail. He didn't bring me all this way to let me fail. He told me, in fact, don't even be anxious about anything that you're going through. He said, seek me first. He said, the Father already knows what you have need of. He already knows that. I'm not going to waste no time asking him to fix it because he's already committed to giving me the best right now. Amen. He wants me to experience the abundant life right now. So why waste time talking about the circumstances? He already knows that. Lord, let me look to you, the author and finisher of my faith. And let the Lord do it from there. Because it's all about him. Jesus heals. You know, when I think about the woman with an issue of blood, this is incredible. As many times as I've heard about it and heard it preached, every time I read about it, I see something different. Here was this woman who for 12 years took most of her money to go around to various physicians in the hope that they might provide her with a remedy that would stem this issue of blood that she suffered with. And she actually exhausted all of her resources for this purpose. And like many people, one day she heard that Jesus was going to be in this particular place. And like many, they came from all around just to hear him speak. And she likewise said, I'm going to go because I believe I can be healed. Now, have you ever been on a grocery line in the supermarket and had somebody or saw somebody try to jump in front of the line? And what happened? The people who were online waiting for their turn were greatly upset, weren't they? They took exception to the fact that here I'm waiting online, and here's this individual who's going to try to jump in front of the line. They became indignant. Here was this little old lady. When she got there, there was already a crowd assembled. There were thousands of people there, also seeking a blessing from the Lord, just to get close to him, just to get within hearing range of what he had to say. And here this woman was, a latecomer, on the outskirts of the crowd, forcing her way through, pushing people aside, sometimes even crawling to get up front. Likewise, in the exercise of our faith, we got to hold on to our faith through any circumstance, even though we have to crawl sometimes, move people aside sometimes. We do what we need to do to hold on to our faith because we know that God is able. Amen. And then the word goes on to say that she got up front and she said to herself, if I'm able just to touch the hem of his garment, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be healed. And Jesus felt the power leave him and asked, who touched me? Likewise, in our faith, as we approach the Lord for whatever it is we need to be able to envision in our spiritual eyes the power flowing from him to us. We need to be able to do that. Otherwise, we ain't receiving nothing. We got to believe that God is able to do what he said he'll do. In Matthew 8, 2 and 3, we read that a man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Verse 3 said, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. And he said, I am willing. Be clean. And immediately he was cured of his leprosy. Jesus said, I am willing. He said it then, he's still saying it today. I am willing, I am willing. Do you have the faith to believe that I can give you what you seek? Do you have the faith to receive your blessing? Because I am willing. Okay. But now, if you're so busy looking at your circumstances, can you see or even hear that I am willing? You don't have the ability to hear that if you're focused on your circumstances. Because Jesus is still willing. It's Christ's will to heal. Now, let me say this to you now. You know, we can't come and pray the leprous prayer, that pity patch, Lord, if you're willing, he's already willing. He's already said it. We have to stand on his word. In fact, in our boldness, and we need to be bold because that's one of the manifestations of having good, solid faith. Because I go to him as a baby, and I say, well, Lord, you said this. You said I could ask anything. So I'm not making no exception, Lord, and asking you for this because it seems nice. Lord, I'm trying to get some needs met. You know what I stand in need of because you already said that the Father knows that. You said. Because now we did the same thing with our parents. You know, if you're good at the end of the week, maybe I might let you go to the movie. Then when the end of the week came, we reminded them of the promises that they made to us. Why should it be any different with the Lord? We can act out on faith in this way and remind the Lord of the promises that he made to us. And he's glad when we do that. He's not bothered like some parents. Man, you come to me at the wrong time. Why are you coming now? Jesus is not like that. We can go before the throne anytime. Anytime. We just need the faith to believe that he is able, that he is willing. Okay. Let's go on a little bit more, okay? Yes, yes. Now, I did all of this because I needed to get this answered prayer. I wanted to get my answers met because I just couldn't understand why I was seeing things the way I was seeing. And, you know, we have an altar call and people run all up to the altar because they think that's the thing to do because it's politically correct because everybody else is going. There ain't no faith in what they're doing. And then they walk away unhealed. I'm here and I'm looking at this and I know the Lord is able because, believe it or not, he healed me many times. You don't know my story, but I know my story and a few of y'all know my story. God is able. He did it with me. And I know he can do it with anybody. So I'm asking the Lord, how is it that these people are not receiving their healing, Lord? What's going on? And so this is where I start. I looked at the Psalms. We're spending so much time in Psalms in the last couple of months. The pastor wants us to stay there, in particular Psalms 119. But I went to Psalms 103. In verses 2 and 3, it says, praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Amen. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. Okay? Now, we need to know that as we, grow in faith. Faith of healing grows as we realize that Jesus has provided a package of salvation. There are salvation benefits. We done got so heavy that we done forgot about that. Both the forgiveness of our sins and the healing of our diseases, those are salvation benefits. Now, too many Christians, sadly, have forgotten about their benefits. Primarily because they keep looking at their circumstances instead of looking towards Jesus. Hey, you told me that you would heal me. Didn't you, Lord Jesus? Well, I'm waiting. I'm not leaving until I receive it. The forgiveness of the sins, we know about that. But what about the healing of diseases? Amen. Now you have to understand something. Now we get a little tricky. Now faith for divine healing grows as we remember that from God's standpoint, healing is already done. Amen. Hello. You have already been healed. Go to Matthew 8 and look at verses 16 and 17. Jesus healed all the sick. And the reason why he did this was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. He took up our infirmities and carried our diseases. And that's exactly what he did. Healing is already taking place. You just have the faith to receive what God has already done. The work of the cross is finished. You have to have the faith to receive it. Amen. And if you ain't getting it, why aren't you asking the Lord to increase your faith? Now, last one, in Matthew 4, verses 23 and 24, short verses. Jesus went throughout Galilee teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. Verse 4, news about him spread all over Syria, and people brought to him all who were ill with various diseases, those suffering severe pain and demon-possessed. Okay? Now, when you go back and you look at what he did in Matthew 8, you notice the verb tenses that Peter and Matthew use. You have been healed. It's already done. Past tense. You have already been healed. He took up our infirmities and carried our diseases. He took them on himself. That's part of the finished work of the cross. You have to understand the dynamic of what the Lord did for us, to fully appreciate the blessings that we've received. Just as Jesus had already borne our sins, likewise, he has already taken and carried our sicknesses. Amen. That means that we don't have to carry them any longer. We holding on to stuff because of our lack of faith. You holding on to it. God is already able to do. He's already done. But through lack of faith and lack of belief, you continue to hold on to the very things that afflict you. I know you don't like to hear that, but that's the word. Argue with the word. I'm just telling you the way it is. I'm telling you this because I used to go to the pastor crying all the time. Stop that, man. Take authority over the situations that you find yourself in. Jesus has given you authority. And you refuse to take authority, crying for somebody else to help you. You have the authority and the use of his name to back that devil up.
How about that?
Put him up under your feet. And grow up. Amen. So we see in Matthew 4 and 23 and 24 that Jesus went throughout Galilee. And he was healing everybody, every disease, every sickness. The word went out all over Syria, and people brought him all who were ill with various diseases. Those suffering severe pain, the demon-possessed, those having seizures, and the paralyzed. And you know what? He healed them all. It's his will to heal your sickness. He healed every disease and sickness. And his intent to heal includes your pain and even severe pain. He can deal with it. If you have cancer, if you have leukemia, or any other debilitating disease, it is included among every disease and sickness that Jesus has already healed. Amen. You ain't got to spend all that time whining and crying, Lord, dude, you got to take this away. It's already done in the name of Jesus. You just have to have the faith to receive it. Now, we've looked at seven scriptural ways to increase your faith for spiritual healing. I'm starting there because we're sick. We're falling short. This spiritual healing has to be a starting place. It's a prerequisite. We can't get the first base without it. We have to start here. And so we have to remember that faith comes by hearing. Man, I want to hear the word all the time, and I thank God because people complain. Every time you get together, all you want to talk about is the Lord. Yes, praise God. Yeah. I love it. It doesn't make sense to talk about anything else.
Right.
Hello? The Lord is good. Well, I got to talk about him. I got to share him everywhere I go. And you know what? Somebody is encouraged by what you have to say about Jesus. Amen. So faith cometh by hearing. I want to hear the word as often as I can because I'm getting stronger through the hearing of the word. My faith is growing. The Lord said that we would be able to do even greater work than he did. But that'll never happen if we don't attain the faith necessary to do it. Okay?
Amen.
Now, listen to this. We all have been taught and we know that we have to give an account for the things that we do that are not correct. We already know that. What you also need to know is that we have been set aside for a purpose. We have a vocation, and we need to be true to the vocation to which we've been called. The Holy Spirit is speaking. He says, my sheep know my voice. So you can't say, well, I didn't know it was you, Lord. Yes, you did. God is telling you that he wants you to do certain things, and you're not doing it. Don't you know that you also have to give an account for the things that you've been called to do, and you didn't do it? We've become so accustomed to the creature comforts that we become complacent in the spirit. And we don't get up and work and labor and minister unless it's convenient after we did everything else. And we don't give God our first fruit. We give him our leftovers. We're going to pay for that. Unless we confess it and ask God for forgiveness to help us, oh God, quicken us in our spirit so that we can be useful. We're going to go into the fire. The Lord ain't nobody to be playing with. We got to stop playing church. I told the pastor a couple of weeks ago. Now, during the course of the week, we go out and we do what it is what we do. We're talking to people along the way. We're witnessing. We're extending the invitation. We're praying in the street even. And we invite them to come. Yeah, we'll even go get you if you need a way. And when the people come, I tell the pastor, that's my testimony. Amen. That's my testimony. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you used me to bring somebody into your temple. Amen.
Amen.
We have to be useful. We can't even be true to the vocation to which we've been called if we lack the faith. We need the faith. So the first thing we learn is that faith cometh by hearing. We need to focus, too, on Jesus the healer. We need to be able to envision the power of Jesus flowing out to us, from him to us. We have to remember his words to the man who was uncertain about him, that he is willing. If we stand in need of healing, he is willing.
Amen.
To heal us. We need to remember the salvation benefits that we received as a result of the cross, the forgiveness of sin and the healing of all our diseases. He's carried our infirmities, okay? We need to remember that Jesus took up our infirmities and carried our diseases on himself. And that as a result of that, we don't have to carry these things for not another minute, not another second.
Amen.
Okay? And any affliction that we any affliction that we have, we can be healed of it.
Amen.
Anything. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. Every sickness, every disease has got to go in the name and authority of the Lord Jesus. That's what it's all about. And it bothers me because, we serve a mighty God. I ain't never seen so many weak people in my life. I'm sorry to say that, but it's true. You know what? Hey, listen, you got to take authority. But some of us are afraid to take authority. You keep whining. Listen, I used to tell my brothers all the time, I didn't mind fighting. Not at all. I enjoyed beating people up, especially, you know what I mean, if they were antagonistic and obnoxious and stuff. But I used to tell my brothers, listen, don't you have me take up your battle and then turn around and I find out that you're wrong. No, I'm not going to stand for that. Well, we don't go like that. We don't operate like that anymore. We let the Lord fight our battles for us. We don't, we don't of ourselves, we can do nothing. He's already told us that. Why some of y'all keep trying to do things on your own? You can't do things on your own. You can't straighten yourself out. You can't clean yourself up. You can't heal your own bodies. We need Jesus to do that for us. Why don't you go to him and say, Lord, I surrender. Give me the faith that I need to believe, oh God, that if I tell this mountain to move, it'll move.
Amen.
This is where we need to go. There are things coming, manifesting themselves in the world today that we ain't never seen before. It takes the power of God to keep these things at bay.
Amen.
We need to, listen, we not only pray for ourselves, we pray for our children, we pray for our possessions, we pray for our house, we pray for everything that God has given us. The enemy is trying to rob us of everything we have, but we claim everything we have, every blessing we receive in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We know that sickness does not come from God.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes.
We thank you. Thank you for your word today, oh God.
Yes.
Lord, we hope, oh God, and pray that your word, oh God, has encouraged somebody, oh God, to ask you, oh God, to increase them in their faith, Lord. Because we know, Lord Jesus, that without faith we cannot please you. It's impossible, oh God, to please you, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask, oh God, and pray, let that mind that was in you be in us, oh God, so that we live in such a way, oh God, as to be a pleasure in your sight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you've done for us, oh God, for every blessing we have received, oh God, for keeping us, because we know, oh God, that we cannot keep ourselves. And apart from you, oh God, truly, we can do nothing. We thank you for your goodness, for your mercy, oh God, for salvation, for the finished work of the cross, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, as we continue to make our way, use us for your glory, oh God. But there's somebody out there, oh God, who's standing in the need of prayer, oh God, someone who lacks the faith to believe, oh God, that you can do it, oh God. There's nothing that you can't do. Help us, oh God, to be a light, oh God, to those, oh God, who are lost and broken in spirit, oh God. Use us, oh God, in such a way, oh God, as we speak the word of life, oh God, somebody might obtain a measure of faith and begin to call on your name, oh God. You said if any man should call on the name of Jesus, thou would be saved, oh God. In fact, there's no name under heaven by which man can be saved except through the calling the name of Jesus, oh God. Help us, oh God, to be the fishes of men, oh God, that you've ordained us to be, oh God, as we, your ambassadors, take the word, oh God, to a dying world, oh God, in fulfillment of the great commission. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory, oh God, for all you've done for us and for what you will continue to do. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.